My brothers and sisters, Dr. Eltonya James is not only a teacher, a coach, a leader, and a minister. She's also an author of a book. Tell us about your new book, Doctor.
Oh, yes. Praise God. I just released my very first book called Destined to Win, Breaking Through Obstacles in Life. This is a type of book that will encourage you, that will fortify you, that will build you up. It's dedicated to men and women who have experienced troubles and struggles in life. It's dedicated to those that other people that tried to block you, stop you, sabotage you, derail you, or try to tempt you to get you off course from your purpose. I got a testimony. This book will bless you so much. You want to get a copy for yourself and get one for a friend or family member.
Where can they get the book?
I'm glad you asked. You can purchase the book through knowledgepowerbooks.com or amazon.com. Once again, the name of the book is called Destined to Win, Breaking Through Obstacles in Life. It's a very minimum fee of only $13.95. The title of the message today is called Destined with Purpose on Purpose. Glory to God. Yes, that's what I said. Destined with Purpose on Purpose. God is so good. We're going to go to the word in Romans. Ah, glory to God. 12:3-8. And we're going to go over this and I'm going to break this down. For I say, through the grace given to me, to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly as God has dealt to each one a measure of faith. For as we have many members in one body, but all the members, check this out, do not have the same function. There are many members in the body of Christ, but not all of us have the same function. So we being many, we're still one body in Christ and individually members of one another. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that has been given to us, let us use them. Glory to God. If it's prophecy, let us prophesy in proportion of our faith. Or ministry, let us use it in our ministry. He who teaches in teaching, he who exhorts in exhortation, he who gives with liberty, he who leads, leaders lead with diligence. When you think about diligence and when you break down the word diligence, diligent means to persevere. And when you break down persevere, it means to persist in an idea, purpose, or task despite obstacles. Glory to God. There's times in your life when you know that God has called you to do something, but you gotta press through every obstacle that tries to come and beat at your door. He who shows mercy with cheerfulness, glory to God. Now we're gonna break this down, hallelujah, and talk about some purpose here. When you think about purpose, life without a purpose is like an experiment. Yes, that's exactly what it is. I mean, have you actually seen people who walk around aimlessly, not knowing where they're going, running to this thing and that, not knowing where they're going, what their destiny, what their purpose is? But when you break down purpose, purpose is the reason for which something exists, or from the manufacturer's original intent of making it. The purpose of a thing cannot be discovered by asking another person, but by going to the manufacturer who created the product. Just check that out for a minute. A person who purchases a Mercedes doesn't go to a BMW dealer to get the manufacturer or get it maintenance, but they go to an authorized dealership who has expertise on how your Mercedes operates. The same is with God. God is the only one who knows your purpose for your life. So therefore, you go to God, not to man, to find out what is your purpose and what is your destiny, because he's the only one who created you. He's the only one that designed you. He's the only one that knows how you operate. Glory to God. God wants us to understand and have his thoughts. His thoughts and how he thinks towards us, our purpose, our destiny for life. When we choose to live a life apart from God and his way of doing things, we mess things up. Why? Because life without purpose is doing things on your own and not the way that God intended it to be. And you know what happens? When you don't know a purpose of a thing, you're going to abuse it. In other words, ignorance of purpose leads to abuse. When you break down the word abuse, it's based on two words. The two words are abnormal use. That's what abuse is, abnormal use. So when we don't know a purpose of a thing, you end up using it abnormally, which will lead to abuse. When a husband doesn't know the purpose of being a husband, he mistreats his good thing from the Lord, which will hinder his prayers and will cause the favor that was intended to him to cease. When a woman doesn't know the purpose of being a wife to her husband and treating him like a king and honoring and meeting his needs, women, meeting his needs, abuse or abnormal things and unwanted doors are not open. They are closed. When you know what God has destined you to do, just do it. If you are called to be a newscaster, just do it. If you was called to be an entertainer, entertain. If you're called to be a business owner, then own your business. If you're called to teach, then teach. If you're called to preach, then preach. If you're called to fix things that are broken, just fix it. If you're called to preach, So if you're called to preach, start where you are. If you, you're thinking about that for a minute. Yeah, you called to preach. So I'm asking you, what are you doing? You see, when you're really called to the ministry, you're going to be out there doing it, everything, every opportunity that you can get. You're going to be ministering something to somebody. I'm going to give you an illustration about some things that happened to me when I'm talking about destined with purpose on purpose. This is many years ago when my daughter was in the fourth grade. We went to the orthodontic appointment. So I brought her into the office. The office was completely packed out. Listen to this. So I said, you know what? We're going to have to go outside because there's no room for us to sit in this office. So we went outside and sat on a bench. All of a sudden, I looked about 100 feet away from where we were sitting. I seen this man walking. I looked up. I put my head down because I was helping my daughter with her homework. That same man that was 100 feet away walked in front of me and my daughter, looked at me and my daughter, said hello. I said hello back to him. And then I thought, I think it's about time for us to go into the office to see if they have any seats for us. So I brought my daughter in there. The only two people that was left in the office was this woman and her son. The office had been cleared out. Listen to what I'm saying. No longer than I came and I sat down in the seat, the door to the dentist's office opened up, and that very man that I had seen 100 feet away, the very man that walked in front of us and said hello, came in, sat down in a seat right in front of me, looked me in my face, and said, "What can I do to be saved?" Well, you know what I did? I ended up leading him to receive Jesus Christ as his personal Lord and Savior. The woman and her son was weeping from the presence of God because what God had did, he had removed out all doubt and unbelief in that dentist's office. And so the only two people that were left in there were born again, glory to God, born again Christians. So they were weeping and they seen what God did in that man's life, that he ended up surrendering his life to the Lord. But you see, we got to be instant in season and out of season, glory to God. So if God called you, whatever he called you to be, you need to just be. But see, one thing that you must understand, that it doesn't happen overnight. No, it doesn't happen overnight. Why? Because it takes a process. You're going to go through a stripping process of your flesh and your way of doing things. We got to get to a point to forget it about what we want to do. But Lord, your will be done in our life. You see, you're going to be tested in your word. Are you a person of your word? Do you follow through with your word when you tell somebody you're going to do something? You will be tested in your character. You will be tested in your integrity. You see, the thing is, if you allow the processes of the Lord to take its place in your life, you will reap the benefits and walk in everything that God has destined destined you to have and to be. You see, you are capable of so much more than what you may be experiencing right now. So let's discover some 9 components. If I have enough time, I'm going to break it down. To walking in the fullness of your purpose in life. 1, you must know your source. When you purchase a product, the guarantee of the product is based on a relationship with the one from whom you bought the product. Just like when you want to buy a car, you research the integrity and of the quality of the car, then you go and you look for a dealer to purchase that car. God is our manufacturer. If you want to know your purpose, go to God, for he's the only one who knows the purpose in and why you are here on this earth. 2, you must understand how you were designed to function. Every manufacturer, when they design product, they design it with a certain specification. They give you an instruction book that explains the definitions of the features and how they function. God is our manufacturer. The Holy Spirit is the authorized dealer who will reveal to you the qualities and characteristics of your purpose and destiny. And he will show you all the precautions to avoid so that you will walk in the fullness. Did you hear what I said? The fullness of your purpose. Staying connected to Jesus, who is the Word, will keep you from getting off track. Glory to God. 3, you must know your purpose. When a manufacturer proposes a new product, he clarifies the purpose of the product. He designs the features to accomplish an intent. The manufacturer will decide whether the vehicle will be a race car, a delivery van, a family car, a commuter car, a luxury car, an economical car, and so forth. You see, before you were born, God had a plan and a purpose for your life. He gave you special abilities to accomplish everything that he called you to be. 4, you must understand your resources. Manufacturers determine the resources that are necessary for a product to perform correctly and efficiently. A car manufacturer might specify the octane of the gasoline or the type of oil to use, just like God has given us spiritual, physical, materials, and resources in our life to assist us in living a productive life and a fulfilling life. Glory to God. God wants us to live a fulfilling life. Thank you, Lord God. Nothing lacking, nothing broken, nothing fixing, nothing missing. 1, he instructs us how to treat one another in 1 Corinthians 14:4-7. This is a scripture that a lot of us get off track in, and that's walking in the love of God with one another. That will get you off track from your destiny and purpose because you be sabotaging your own self. You see, in 1 Corinthians 14:4-7, the Word of God says, love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself, is not puffed up, does not behave rudely, does not seek its own, is not provoked, is not provoked. You hear what I'm saying? You're not provoked. You think no evil, does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth, bears all things, endures all things. Glory to God. God has already given us everything that, as God's divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue, by which you have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you might be partakers, hallelujah, of a divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. That's 2 Peter 1:3-4. God said, be ye holy, for I am holy. 3 John 2, God desires, I'm my soul. Oh my gosh, you see, I'm getting excited up in here. He desires for us to prosper, to be in health, even as our soul prospers. In Deuteronomy 8:18, the Word of God says, and you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you you power to obtain wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he swore to your fathers, as it is this day, according to Isaiah 53:4. Surely he has borne our griefs, come on now, and carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed him stricken by God and afflicted. But he, Jesus, was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him. And by Jesus' stripes, you were made whole. Glory to God. You were healed in Jesus' name. 5, you must have the right environment. A fish must live in water to thrive and survive. You must be in the right environment to grow. If you're not in the right environment, get out so you can grow, so you can thrive, so you can be everything that God called you to be. You know if you're in a grown, in the right environment, because there's going to be some chains in your life. Just glory to God. Woo, my gosh, my God. Oh, my gosh, my gosh, my gosh. There will be change in your life. Oh, my gosh, my gosh. You know, I'm running out of time. I might be able to give you 2 more points, and I'm going have to close it up. But 7, you must cultivate your potential. 1, associate with like-minded people who have the same passion that you do. 2, remove dream killers from your life. Remove them from your life because they're nothing but weights. Research and educate yourself in the field or area that you want to go in. Stay focused on your goals and show them. In other words, some of y'all need to make a dream board. What's a dream board? You need to put everything on there that you're believing God for. Have it before you. Decree it, declare it every day. You walk past it. Father, I thank your Lord God that I'm healed, that I'm whole. I thank your Lord God that I'm a wealthy entrepreneur. I thank your Lord God that I'm a millionaire. You begin to start decreeing and declaring what you see, what God has said over your life in the name of Jesus. But I'm getting ready to close down. I'm going to close with this. If you need to contact me in any way, if you need me to train your leaders, if you need me to do a workshop, you can contact me at DrLTanyaDJames@gmail.com, or you can call me at 661-618-8024. Also, if you'd like to place an order with Bling Bling or Exquisite Body Scrub, or you want a t-shirt booted and suited with the Word of God, glory to God. Once again, my contact information is DrLTanyaDJames@gmail.com. 661-618-8024. Be blessed in the name of Jesus.